وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الله عز وجل سارين سورة الأحزاب وقرنا في بيوتكن ولا تبرجنا تبرج الجاهلية الأولى وأقمنا الصلاة وآتينا الزكاة وأطعنا الله ورسوله إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا واذكرن ما يتلى في بيوتكن من آيات الله والحكمة إن الله كان لطيفا خبيرا. In these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the rest of the believing women are taking them example that وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنْ stay your house. وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَى and do not expose your beauty as the pre-Islamic people used to do it. In this ayah, that the origin of the place of the Muslimah is her house. What does she do in her house? وَأَقِمْنَا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتِينَ الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِعْنَا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ to establish the five prayers, to give zakah, to obey Allah and His Messenger. So in her house, she is in a state of ibadah. She is a state of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what is the wisdom behind that? إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا. By doing so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is purifying them, is cleaning them, staying in their house, praying, giving zakah, obeying Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By doing so, Allah is purifying them, cleaning them. Then Allah said, وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ What are they doing in the houses also other than the salawat? They are studying مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ The verses of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the Qur'an. وَالْحِكْمَةِ and the sunnah of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. That is the job of the believing woman in her house. She studied the Qur'an. She studied the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. She established the salah. She gives zakah. She obeys Allah and His Messenger in her house. With the top of that is other responsibility in her house. Cleaning, washing. How a woman who has these tasks come to the conclusion that she feels boring to stay house? That's what some Muslim women are saying. They're feeling boring. They need to get a work. They need to work. Where do you want to work? Walmart, Amazon, warehouse. Be next to a man and a woman. Mix it. Otherwise, the house is boring. What type of mentality is this? This is not from Islam. How you be boring when you are in your house and you are a Muslim female? Especially in this corrupted time and environment. By just going outside your house, right there, your eye sees something displeasing you as a believer. How you feel boring to stay in your house, to study your deen, to study the book of Allah, memorize it, understand it, apply it, study the hadith of Prophet ﷺ. How do you have time to feel boring with other responsibilities? No, the house is boring. I want to go and work. And next thing you hear, she destroyed her house. Neglected her basic responsibility. If you go outside, you work there 8 hours, 10 hours, 4 hours, whatever it is. This time, who you left with your kids? Yeah, I'm taking the daycare. You live in your own children, take care of, sometimes even a Christian woman. Let she be from the best of the female. You are the mother, you're the best of your children. Nobody care about your children like you do as a mother. Natural love and care Allah create in your heart. How you letting somebody else take care of your children? What's more important? To make some amount of money with the expense of your children are suffering. You don't know even what they're doing to them. You don't know what they're giving to them. You don't know what they're teaching them. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. What is more important? To invest to your own children. Teach them the akhlaq. Take care of their health. Teach them Allah. Invest to them for the sake of Allah. It's an act of worship. Instead of letting them. And also neglecting her own responsibility in the house. So a believer should know this is the deen of Allah. If we truly believe in Allah, as Allah mentioned in the same surah, Surah Al-Ahzab, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. If Allah's command comes, the command of the Messenger is not suitable for a believer, it's not lawful to go by his own desire, to go by his own opinion. Allah said, Messenger said, these are the true believers. This is a big test. You desire something, but Allah says the opposite. You desire something, the Prophet says the opposite. A big test. What are you doing it? You judge yourself. Wallah, you know already the result. بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَى نَفْسِ بَصِيرًا. So Allah, this is the way of Al-Islam. A female stay in her house. If there is a need, yes, to shop. If there is necessity, even to work, that's different. But the origin is to stay in her house, to study her deen, to do her responsibility. And to be pleased with that, to be happy with that, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for facilitating that situation. Na'am, Allah would legislate, subhanahu legislate, subhanahu, just to mercy us. Allah is not in need of anyone. Subhanahu, ya ayyuhan nas, antum al-fuqara'u ila Allah. If a Muslim woman does that and she feels happy with that, the benefit goes back to her first, then to her children, then to her husband, then to the community. Very beautiful house, very respected house. That doesn't happen. She go wherever she wants. Next thing you hear, corruption, wallahi, to her, to her children, to her husband, to their sometimes to the family. I remember one incident, a believing woman was in her house. Someone from her female relative come from another state, whispered on her, why you house? Boarding house. Boarding house. Why you? Go work. Next thing she come to the man, I want to go work. Why are you doing? You even cannot do even the house job. There's too much on you. I was scared about you. I was thinking about finding somebody to help you. So you saying, God, yes. No, no, it's not good for you. At least okay in the house then. Get a job inside the house. Since there is no, I want to go outside. Next thing, they cannot get along. He divorced her. She contacted me. Wants to explain something to me. At that time, she's standing, working, being there 8 hours. Who taken children? He left the children. Who take care of the children? She. Keep on calling, my daughter, do this to the child. Do this to the child. She can't. 8 hours suffering, come house. What can she do for children? Now she realized that the one who convinced that was Haqiqat al-Iblis. Shayatin al-Ins, that woman, her relative, was Shaytana. She destroyed her house, her close female house. Her children, their children are suffering. The woman herself is suffering. Wallah, swear by Allah. You feel how she is, but she cannot make up. Nothing to change. The man already, he suffered. All that is because of this mentality. You're boring life. You need to go work. No, no. A believing woman is to be no. If anybody asks you, your relative, your sister, your in-laws, anyone, have this position. Stay in your house and rely on Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Do your responsibility in the house. And inshallah, study your Quran. Memorize the hadith. You finish Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih al-Muslim, Sunnah Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, Nasa'i ibn Majah, Kutub Ahl al-Ilm, Allahu Akbar. You are in that, so you have nothing to do. You feel boring. Subhanallah. No, it is because of those whispering from shaitan. So no believer should feel is boring to do what Allah commands, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us all and to protect our family. Sallallahu wa sallam, barak al-Nabiyyina Muhammad.